Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our conversation with Dr. Michelle Borba about empathy and about creating kids who have empathy, which is one of the most important determinations. You know, whether or not you're able to express empathy and feel empathy, it determines your level of happiness and your level of success in life. And one of the things that we talked about before the break was the fact that when you have a child who has empathy and you have a child who's kind and a child who's altruistic, it does not happen by accident. It's not something that you just hope for that might occur, that, you know, maybe it'll happen. The people who have raised these children who have these traits have made a conscious choice to raise kind people. And they're doing things proactively to make sure that happens. And I love these stories that you're telling us about these families who have set up their code, that have set up, you know, the box for, you know, the box to put things in for other, for needy families. This is gold. This is really something that can inspire moms and families, you know, dads, and, you know, everybody to really start to take action towards kindness and action towards ensuring that in this world that can be so celebrity driven and so dominated by, you know, images of narcissism, that's not the only choice. And that's not the choice we need to make.
Oh, I'm so glad you pointed that out. I think the one misnomer that we have is that first, we know that our children now come and arrive hardwired to care. But the misnomer is that it's just going to arrive by accident. You need to purposely and deliberately cultivate it, but it doesn't have to be hard. The easier, simple things that you can do with rituals and routines to keep inspiring your kids really can make a difference. Another idea that I just love, I'm concerned, as I know parents out there are, about all the doom and gloom stories out there in the newspaper and what our kids are watching. And after a while, it actually creates what's called an empathy gap, where our kids feel empathy, but they don't step in help and comfort because they're seeing the world as a mean and just bad place. And it filters their images. So what many parents are doing is going to the back pages of newspapers and cutting out what's called good news reports. Real inspiring little stories about real kids. Oh, they're always hidden in the back of the newspapers, but I swear they're there. They're cutting them out and they're sharing them with their kids. For little kids, right before they go to sleep, it takes the nightmares down. Listen to this little girl in her lemonade stand. She's only 6 and she's decided she's going to make a cure for autism for her brother. Isn't that amazing? What happens is it inspires your child because they know somebody else is doing good. You've got to figure out what your child's passion is. The last chapter is how to create a change maker, and some of the most amazing stories about kids who are just making, oh God, heart-dropping kind of stuff out there in the real world. But it was all because a parent cared, a parent figured out what their passion was, and their parent gently kept pushing him in that direction, not the direction they wanted it would look good on an Ivy League resume. And as a result, empathy opened.
I love that. I love that. You know, and again, it's really just like you're saying, paying attention, making it a priority, and it doesn't have to take a whole lot of work. It's, you know, it's just as much work as you would put into parenting anyway. It's just directed. It's just prioritized, and you're just making sure that the choices that you're making and the rituals that you're setting up, the things that you're doing, are pushing them towards a life of kindness and away from the you know, some of the negativity they see in the world, some of the narcissism they see in the world, and some of the examples that aren't so great that are kind of unavoidable. So yeah. You know, it does
so
have
easy
to be a conscious choice.
Yeah, another one. Here's just one. I think that we undervalue ourselves is how powerful we parents are in making a difference on our children's empathy. What we've discovered in all the research is those messages, those just little day-to-day messages add up. So one little thing you may want to think about is just putting the pause button when your kid comes barreling in home from school. So often our first question is, what'd you get? Or what grade did you make? Or how'd you do on the test? And we fail to ask so what kind thing did you do? Or how are you doing with your friends? Or what kind thing did you see? We know that because our children have said we don't say or talk about kindness nearly enough. Even though we know it's important, we don't talk about it. So you just may want to just take that little bit up a notch or even take a moment to look around at the photographs you have of your child. Yeah, there's all the trophies for the soccer or the ribbon for the spelling bee, but is there just a captured moment of how kind he was? that's there and instills the memory that he's looking at in that frame all the time. Those images create a caring mindset in a child, so he sees himself as a caring person.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Borba. It has been such a pleasure to have you, and we've learned so much from you, and really look forward to reading your new book. And where can we get that?
Just about anywhere has it, in digital form, hard copy, or audio.
Awesome. Unselfie, Why Empathetic Kids Succeed in Our All About Me World. It's a Touchstone, a Simon & Schuster book, and you can get it anywhere. Again, it's Dr. Michelle Borba. Thanks again so much for being here with us today.
You are so welcome.
And that's it for us here at Working Mother Radio. Don't forget to visit us at workingmother.com. Check out our videos page. Go look at the Motherhood Corner and see what we've got up there this week. And don't forget, there's no way to be a perfect mom, but there are a million ways to be a good one. We'll see you next week.